My name is Daniel Alexander Beaton. That's B-E-A-T-O-N. I guess the biggest challenge before standing here this evening is to think of something that you haven't already heard or been exposed to. This was my hesitation being here, but I think I found something. You're
a Sears Port resident, right?
I am a Sears Port resident.
What's your state?
And I cannot see the ocean from where I am, except in my imagination. To address what I've left here for the members of the board, over the course of human history, unforeseeable events occur that sometimes produce tragic results. In modern terms, when such things happen, commissions are often formed by governments or private interests to study the event, learn from the event, and make recommendations going forward. In recent memory, 9/11, and of course the 9/11 Commission report, is exactly what I'm talking about. When something really big happens, we really need to understand why. In Japan, two such commissions were formed after the earthquake of March 2011. Nearly 16,000 people perished during that event, and many more lost their homes and livelihoods. The meltdown at the Fukushima Daiichi power plant was the worst nuclear accident in history so far. The chairman of the second report took time to separate his remarks from the rest of the report in order that he could contribute to what he termed general and universal knowledge. So the points that this gentleman has taken time to present to all of us is on your desk now. And keep in mind, the analysis was about the nuclear meltdown, but he felt that these points could be attributed to all fields of endeavor. And I will briefly just touch on a couple because they speak directly to what we're experiencing here. The first point he makes, possible events occur. Events that are considered impossible also occur. The direct cause of the Fukushima accident can be boiled down to nothing more but the fact that everything was structured, the entire ball of wax was structured and operated based on the assumption that there would, quote, there would never be complete power loss for a long time. That speaks directly to our situation here. This is what the gentleman, the chairman of this committee, was hoping to accomplish. He said his words would travel beyond his border and reach out to all of us all over this planet and think about what it is we're going to do when we build something this big. He speaks also to human nature. In number two, he states, we do not see what we don't want to see. We see what we want to see. I think everybody in this room is guilty of that at least once in the last year and a half. And these are his words, when we human beings see things or think, we tend to see only the things we like and look only in the direction we wish to move forward. Things we do not wish to see or which are inconvenient for us tend to be invisible. Question was asked of a gentleman last night during last night's testimony. He said that he lived in the hazard zone, and it was asked of him, you know, what does that mean? What does hazard mean? Well, this is an example of seeing what you want to see. From the perspective of the applicant, they want to see the word hazard as something that's easily overlooked. Don't be concerned about that word hazard. But when you live in the hazard, the word hazard has a whole new meaning. That's what he's referring to. Number three was consider every possibility and make full preparations. It is necessary to make full preparations based on the assumption that unthinkable phenomena might occur. We talk about the probability. We've heard a lot about that. It's so unlikely that anything would happen. Perhaps that's true. But I guarantee you that there are a lot of people who believe it's so unlikely it could never happen, also went out and purchased a Megabox ticket. It is important to acknowledge the significance of making judgments and taking action by looking with our own eyes and thinking with our own brain, and to nurture that kind of capability. We must take this accident as a lesson. We must learn that there are flaws in human thoughts, and as the chairman stated, we shall never forget the accident, and we must continue learning lessons. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much.